I want to begin, as this is a humanitarian meeting, to praise the courage of the humanitarians that are actually working in South Sudan. Despite the extraordinary logistical problems, the dangers to their lives, they have managed to reach 4.5 million people, and that undoubtedly has saved the lives of tens of thousands of people in South Sudan. As has been said already, civilians, more than combatants, bear the brunt of the current conflict. And as also been said already, I mean, there is no other means forward other than through a political solution. The IGAD revitalization of the peace process is extremely important, and I urge those countries and support those countries to move forward with it. As with the cessation of hostilities, we cannot simply be able to function as we are at the moment without the complete end of fighting. And in that regard, what I'd like to just to touch on is a couple of the trends that I see emerging in South Sudan at the moment. Certainly the government has dominated on the battlefield. I don't believe that ultimately that ends in peace, because a political solution is the only way forward. But nevertheless, what has happened is that the rebel groups, opposition groups, have increasingly splintered. That has meant that smaller groups, often ethnically orientated, are moving in ways which mean that they're moving from being rebels to being criminals and back to rebels again. What does that mean? It means for humanitarians that if you want to go from Juba to Yambio in the southwestern corner of South Sudan, 12 different groups need to be negotiated with in order to move down that road. It also means not only the rebel groups moving into criminality, but if you have armed forces, the government's armed forces who are being unpaid, the tendency for them to move into illegal activities increases. And that increases, in turn, the pressures on and the dangers on humanitarian workers going forward. The second thing I wanted to touch on is the issue of access. As I say, most places in South Sudan are being reached by humanitarian activities, but there are some places where at critical times, in critical areas, they are not being able to. I won't list those here, but what we need to be able to do is to have regular and sustained access to those areas. And that's not just an issue of the government, it's also an issue of the opposition as well. And in that as well, in terms of access, Mr. Vice President, your efforts to end the bureaucratic impediments for some of the humanitarian workers is particularly important, and something that they asked me to mention in the forum today. Moving forward, while we can talk about the problems that we face in South Sudan and the absence, as we speak, of the peace process as it promises to be, we should look also at the way we can actually move forward and create progress. There are 2 million people displaced inside of South Sudan. About 10% of those are in our protection of civilian camps that UNMISS and humanitarians support. We're seeing a slight reduction in the number of people moving out of those camps. That is only due where in places where we can both have government security, particularly government security, UNMISS and humanitarian workers, in a sense, working to create a favourable environment for people to voluntarily return. And that means that the balance between what is served in terms of humanitarian services inside the POC and outside needs to be brought into greater balance. We can't have healthcare, education, food, etc., inside, and those services absent outside in order to have people to move back. I think the trend going forward is that humanitarians at UNMISS will be working more closely together, both protecting each other's separation space, humanitarian space, that will actually happen. And I'd like to pick up on something that Filippo mentioned just now, and actually something that the first Vice President mentioned too. The nexus between peace, reconciliation, and more resilience is something that I and resilience type of activities is something that we need to be looking at much more imaginatively than we are at the moment with just purely humanitarian activities. There are opportunities on the ground. In Bor and Pibor, the discussions there, backed up by resilience type of support, means that a peace on the ground will have a greater chance of not only continuing but also supporting the local groups to stop them going back into conflict. And lastly, can I just say and thank both the international community that is here, that has provided the humanitarian assistance, but has also provided the support to UNMIS on the ground, and go along with Filippo in thanking those countries that are bordering South Sudan for their extraordinary generosity in ensuring that people have a safe place to go to. Thank you very much.